With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
One, go, go!
And we are live, episode big 4-5 of the TBC podcast, brought to you by GRM Daily, presented by myself, Michael Payne.
Me, Trudy Barry.
Myself, Rebecca Jards.
Myself, Renee.
And we've got a very special guest today.
Big Bounce! Rick Rose!
I think it might be a hat-trick.
Big Bounce!
Who is it?
I think it might be a hat-trick of guest appearances for this man.
Is it a third?
I think it's a third.
Oh, wonderful.
It's Posty.
I'm your most frequent guest.
I think so.
Yeah, this is my favourite podcast.
You're the only one that's ever come back twice, let alone three times.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
That's saying something about the guests.
No, it shows that we've got good pull. We draw good guests and we draw multiple good guests. We never have to repeat.
Oh.
You understand?
You've had Mike Skinner. Buzz. That is
we've had Mike Skinner. We've had George Galloway. We've had Getz.
We've had Julia Adenuga in the house.
Exactly. We've had Mandem on the Wall. Etta Bond.
You're cheating.
Trevor Nelson.
And you lot didn't shout me for the feature.
Did you not know we were getting Etta Bond in?
No, I love Etta Bond.
Yeah, she's an angel.
She's a G.
Mm, absolutely. A lot's gone on since the last episode. The last episode was a very special one. We went to Hospital Club and spoke to Doc Brown about his transition from music to acting, his family. You should check it out. It's on the SoundCloud. That was off the first of many live episodes, but since then, fuck, the world's changed quite drastically.
so much
has gone on. Honestly, the world's
let's talk
changed.
About some of the mad tours that have been going on. So we got Stormzy, killing it. Gigs,
see, I missed that one. I was at Gigs,
killing it. So who was that? What? I was at Stormzy.
I went to Stormzy. Didn't get to see Gigs or Huss. But they both looked incredible from all the social media I was seeing.
Yeah, I was at the Gigs. I really liked the production. Oh my God. Everything about the production on the stage was crazy. They basically had like the kind of tower blocks.
It was the same production as his show in November though, right?
Yes, the same.
They had the tower blocks with the silhouettes.
Yeah,
in the
but
same,
I don't think
it's the same album, innit? I think it's the same kind of.
It was
a one-off show, weren't it, in November?
Yeah.
Whereas this
but
is
they
a
didn't
tour.
Have the
it's
actors. They didn't have the actors in the rooms.
Oh, see.
So basically,
in November they did.
Are you sure?
I was
well,
there.
For every song.
Yeah.
They had the actors in the rooms.
Like,
so sick.
Like during the process and lockdown, they had the girls, and then the rest of the time they had like the sniper shit.
Do you know what else was crazy?
Way too good.
The mosh pits.
Yeah, mosh pits are crazy.
No, I can't deal with mosh
pits. It's so crazy how we actually have mosh pits within our scene. Like everywhere you go at gigs now, like it's like there's a mosh pit at every gig.
What are we say? Who's a mosh pit here? Because I run away.
I love a mosh pit. I get fully involved. I don't bring no bags. I bring nothing. When I go to a gig, I bring my ID and I bring my phone and I bring my house keys.
That's I don't really mosh pit. Like, I'll go for the music.
They get so violent.
I can imagine you're up in some box in the sky, like in some private room with your free course meal.
Yeah, yeah. It goes down like that sometimes.
Some ice cream.
I like to get down and dirty.
Yeah, let's talk about ice cream actually.
Posty, what's your favourite flavour of ice cream? Is it pomegranate by any chance?
I hate pomegranate. I actually had pomegranate the other day at the Hospital Club. And you lost my event.
How much was that? Because I heard it was quite expensive.
Yeah, it was like £8 a scoop.
Flexing. How many scoops did you have? You missed the two scoops.
Yeah, I had a little.
Did you take a picture of it before you ate it because it was so expensive?
Yeah, I snapped it.
Ooh. Did you pop it on the gram? Oh, just the snap?
No, not gram. Just a light snap for the man then, but it wasn't popping, man. It was nasty. I would think of somewhere, an establishment like that.
Do you know what the funny thing is, right? The VAT that you paid on that ice cream alone could have just bought you a tub to keep at home.
It's true. Do you know what? I actually have trainers worth more. I mean, worth less than the actual ice cream.
No, you don't.
I have trainers.
Do you still have them? Somebody else probably...
But someone else might do. You know what I mean? So it's just crazy. Like, it's crazy.
Like some knockoff like Adidas or Nike.
I grew up in those.
I still wear them. I can't lie. I'm
broken. I don't think I ever had like bait fake crepes, but I had dead brand crepes. I never had Adidas.
You never had the four strap.
No, I had the four strap. I had
Lonsdale. Do you remember
then?
Lonsdale?
I used to bang out Lonsdale. I remember
fucking Zola.
Gola.
No, you've lost
Gola.
Me.
Gola.
Gola made a comeback, though. Gola's on the high street now. Gola's
What about?
Gola was wild for me in school, though. Gola was wild.
Yeah, true.
Gola was like Dunlop and Hightech. Yeah. Hightech was a
murder. Do you remember Adore?
Yes.
Oh, Adore wasn't that bad, though. Adore was kind of like Elise level. Like,
yeah,
we don't
still
understand
wear Elise
you,
now.
Crazy. It was like Umbro. Like... Nigga, you ain't popping, but this is acceptable. It's like an Umbro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when I first got my first Umbro, because it was the step up, innit?
Yeah.
Like, I still wear like...
It weren't brass, it was just obscure.
Yeah, yeah, it was wild.
I still wear Slazenger socks.
Slazenger's like...
They're
no,
all,
but
they're
you
the
see,
ones.
All but you right. see all yeah. them crazy ones there, you can wear them today and it's like fashionable.
Mm, yeah, yeah, of course.
Do you know
Kappa's
what?
Back already. Reebok.
Kappa is back. Reebok is... Do you know what? I really like Reebok. Really like. I remember when we was younger, Reeboks were cold. You know when Reeboks had them ill tracksuits.
Do you know what though?
What
I hate with a passion.
Well, you're not digging that new Reebok.
Have you seen the logo?
I just saw it now. Is that's a Hazard like kind of looking joint?
Yeah, look.
I'm not digging.
It looks like something on a road sign.
Definitely looks like something on a road sign.
That's not even friendly. It's like alerting you to look at your clothes. Like alert, look at my jacket. Alert,
alert, Reebok.
It looks like it doesn't look like a sports brand logo so much as it looks like a hazardous chemicals company logo.
Yeah,
or someone's come around to like bleach something.
Maybe they're changing fields. You don't know.
True.
You don't know what's going on in Reebok HQ.
Yeah. I don't think I want to know with logos like that. It's not really forcing any intrigue.
What's your favourite sports brand logo?
Nike.
Okay.
The swoosh is the all-time greatest logo.
I just wear vintage clothes. Like, I'll go to a thrift shop and you can fill a bag for £10.
I honestly think the Adidas retro logo is
yes,
the best.
Yes, I was just about to say, it's like the trefoil,
you know what it is? It's like, I remember when Adidas, flipping had the new modern logo for so long and the old logo wasn't being used, like you know, like four or five years ago.
Yeah,
for like 4 years when I saw it come back. Oh,
but it was nice when they had when they used the new logo, the kind of steps, but then they had equipment under it.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah,
was,
yeah.
That
yeah.
looked
that's
really
kind of
nice.
Ill. I think Adidas got the best, but you can't deny the swoosh.
The
swoosh,
you
Ill.
Can't, you can't.
It's Ill. But I'm a free stripe man. I'm like, I like looking like I'm from the 80s, like 86. Mm.
Like
money
that retro flex.
Post, yeah, I'm trying to be like that.
I'm fiercely Team Nike.
Anybody gone to a J-Hus concert? Let's get back to concerts.
Nah,
yeah?
Man, but he is. I think his album is going to be a cult classic. Yep. Like, I think
Common Sense is my tune.
Nah, man.
It's mad that tune is sick. It's
like, that a masterpiece?
He's gone Jay-Z sort of Reasonable Doubt era with them samples, man. Like,
J-Hus is about to be major. Like, I'm listening to him on the radio and stuff, and then I lift up my head and then I see the artwork on the walls everywhere.
He's selling out those size venues and he hasn't even put out an album yet, right?
Black Butter, yeah. Yeah, no, them men are going to kill it still. It's going to be an interesting year.
Mm.
Everyone's doing so well. It's what we've been working for so many years. We should be proud, man. We should really live in this moment. Take as much pictures as we can.
I just want to know who's going to go up on the wall next.
Where there's no space. Do you know what I might do? I might slice Dizzy in half. Chewy's not even
can't
coming through or has acknowledged the fucking signature. Yeah, Diz. Show me some love, bro.
You could get something on that wall there behind the TV.
What do you think? Are you guys in line with the theme that's going on? Do you understand the theme?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the theme?
Classic albums.
Okay.
Classic
album.
Bodies of work.
Do you agree with these bodies of work on the wall?
I agree with everyone that's there, yeah.
Yeah.
Even a new edition?
What, Stormzy?
You think I did it too early?
No.
I think it's a bold move.
I think it was bold, but it's gone down as...
Already,
I had listened to the album before it came out, and that's why I put it up, because I was like, I trusted myself enough to say, you know what? For your first album and that amount of pressure you had on you to come out and actually deliver something that is worthwhile listening to and is actually good.
I think, to be honest, you could make a bold move and put
Wiley.
You haven't heard it yet.
I just got a feeling it's going to be a theme in the album, and then I put it up.
It has to be.
Wait. For anybody locked in, can you explain what pictures are on the wall right now?
That's true.
So you've got Gang Signs and Prayer on one wall. You've got Home Sweet Home by Kano on another. You've got Boy in the Corner by Dizzy on one. You've got Walk in the Park by Giggs. And then you've got Ghetto Gospel.
Yeah, Ghetto Gospel. What do you think is missing? Is there anything missing?
Wiley.
Which one?
Either the Treading on Thin Ice or the Godfather.
But see, that's the thing though. That's the thing. Which one? Because a classic is a classic. Which one's your favourite?
I was going to say Konnichiwa.
That's an obvious one, actually.
Even Integrity, man. Like.
Yeah. Is there space on the walls, boy? That's a good... You know what I mean?
I mean, Wiley is like the Godfather, innit? And I'm not just saying that, but his body of work, like his last album was very good, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? And he has...
Consistent.
Yeah, he's got too many mixtapes, innit? Like,
no, but do you know what? The Treading on Thin Ice cover is so epic. Like, he's such a legend. Do you remember that cover?
With the Parker jacket on.
Yeah.
Yeah, walking through snow.
Yeah, it's so distinctive. I remember when it was out, you just knew something was going on. It's crazy. And I was just, even yesterday, I was thinking about the impact that Wiley and Dizzy had on culture, especially in terms of, like, Air Max and Nike and stuff like that. Like, it's their, like, and Roll D. But you know, like, all the early grime crews, is their affiliation with that brand that even makes it still compete as heavily in urban, like in our artist kind of field. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Because they don't give anyone no clothes like that artist-wise, but people still...
Here's one. Was it They Don't Know?
Yeah, Ashadi and...
Solid's album. Yeah. What was the album called again?
Solid.
Was it? No, it wasn't self-titled, was it? Was it called So Solid? No, it can't have been.
Google.
What was the Solid's album called, quickly? Because that's a serious contender.
I swear it was They Don't Know.
I swear it was called They Don't Know. Because yeah, for me, that's a serious fucking contender.
Miss
Dynamite's a little deeper.
Yeah, it was. Deeper. They Don't Know.
Yeah, They Don't Know. I think that, for me...
So many haters.
Solid might need to be up there, you know.
Think about it, blood.
But you know what? That fucking painting is going to cost a lot of money because there's a lot of fucking...
Because I remember that.
Niggas in that cover. There's a lot of faces in that cover.
I think Romeo... is at the forefront. I swear, Asher D.
That is so epic.
Lisa Mafia's somewhere around the front.
Just the way they were so organized at that age and at that time.
Ridiculous.
So
that should
crazy.
Be up here.
It has to be. I'm not going to lie. If I don't get that up here, I'm a fraud. Honestly, it's true.
So we talked a lot about the heavy hitters, the originators. Let's talk about some of the newer artists.
Yeah, man.
So we got... GRM, we've got our very own stage at the Great Escape Festival coming up.
Are you going? Are you going?
Bare shorts
I am
and skirts.
Going, yes.
Bare shorts.
Are you going?
Well, you know, I just have to check my diary and see if they, you know.
No, I don't know yet.
It's a really... Have you ever been before?
Michael?
I don't know, hopefully. When is it again?
19th and...
Next week, Friday.
I think I might be in Paris.
Because we in
we're
here.
We're going together, aren't
turn
we,
up,
Renee?
Turn up with a bitch.
It's a really good
Me
festival.
And Renee got that Airbnb thing. Not just the two of us, some others as well.
It's the full gang, yo.
Make it if we try.
But no, that's going to be hard. We've got some heavy hitters on the stage.
Yeah, do you know the lineup off the top of your head?
I do. Just... Give me 1 second while I rack my...
Go through the mental filing cabinet.
While I just look through my mind palace very, very quickly. Mind palace thing.
Young Bane.
Oh, yeah, Kojo. Kojo. Nux is on there as well. I've been a big, big fan of Nux for
Nux
a long
cold.
Time now, over a year now. Like, Nux is killing it. We also have some other people, including Brands and Tizzy.
Mm-hmm.
And rounding it off is Notes. Notes.
Yeah, that's a big
Colin
lineup.
True, and his Addison Lee.
That's a big
I heard
lineup.
I a rumor he's getting an Addison Lee down to Brighton.
I think I've literally only been in an Addison Lee twice.
Really?
I've never been in an Addison Lee van.
You seem like a girl that supports your local minicab office.
Right, I'm taking that as a big insult right now.
I'll be real, that is disrespectful.
Listen, let me break it down for you.
Before anyone says anything, look. Look at the last fucking number.
Yeah, listen, let me tell you what I've got from that.
Check the last number, dog. Wait.
I have been in some boogie cab offices with Michael.
No, listen, this is what I get from that, yeah? Me calling up and, hello, darling. You're calling us again? And I'm like, yeah, pick me up from the same place, Geezer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, take me to the pub, mate. They're not even like, who's this? They're like, you're all right, Becca.
Where did you grow up? What area?
Take me to the pub. East Ham.
But
I'm sure you was that girl that everybody knew on your road. Like, you knew
everyone. No, I'm not even.
Oh, is it?
Are you not?
I was quiet growing up, a little bit.
But do the shopkeeper doesn't know you? I feel like you go to the shop and say, yo, boss, what going on? Like,
you're literally
like,
saying
you have
everything
that
I said.
Yeah, but in a nice
you're
way.
You're elaborating on everything
you
that
just, I'm not going to take yours as an insult, but the cab thing, what, man's not classy enough to get Uber?
Really, yeah. He sucks you in.
You're not
you
Uber really level.
What do you mean? Ren, what are we saying? Would you take that as an insult if someone said to you, you call up your local cab?
I look at it like, man thinks I have one or two things. I'm smart because I'm saving money, or I'm broke. You get me?
I just know everyone in the end, so I'm not going to sell them out for Uber.
Like, look at his face. He looks so vexed right now.
I'll go through my options. Like, I'll check Uber. If Uber's
I say you look like you support your community, how can that be taken?
Now you've said it like that. It's cool. We're bros again.
You look like you get like a local minicab. What the fuck? I just don't understand how can that be
taken. I don't
taken
think I've ever gotten a local minicab.
Like someone saying you look like you take a tram.
I just really hate talking to people.
Yeah, like you look like you take a tram to work. Like. Or you look like you take a boat to the ferry.
Goes outside your work, though. What are you meant to do?
Some people are just too classy for the tram.
Some people are too fucking bougie for a local minigab.
I'm not bougie.
I'm just awkward.
You are bougie.
I'm not bougie.
If you're not going to just call up
I'm not bougie.
A controller.
I'm just like awkward.
Now, but I'll be real with you. Minicabs do take the piss because sometimes they don't turn up. So like, I'll call a minicab.
So what, an Uber's never cancelled?
You're definitely more likely
not
to
really,
get murdered in a minicab.
Now, minicabs are cool. They're cheap.
Wow.
But they're just long.
What's
I'm
that?
Scared. I'm not from London, okay? I'm scared of everyone.
I love that. You're so much more likely to get murdered. Like it's inevitable, yeah? Like, it's definitely going to happen.
With an Uber.
It's just, who's going to do it?
When's it going to happen? Which
100% of murders happen in minicabs. It's just who's going to do it. That is
right?
What we've
Everybody's
got established.
Everybody's
going
to fucking die in a minicab at some point. It's just when. But at least with an Uber, you've got that tracking thing. You can send it to a friend, so at least they know where you got murdered.
Yeah, true.
You know, so they can find
this
your body.
This is true. I don't know. I think it's a mixture of things. Like, maybe I'm a bit of a technophobe, and maybe like your generation is a
My
bit.
Generation.
No, it's true. Well, not your generation, like... but your sort of demographic, whatever. You're more up for cutting out any kind of social interaction to get shit done.
I mean, the people that are being born today, they're never going to speak to another human again.
Do you know what I've clocked here? I don't even talk to people in MacD's anymore. I use them machines.
See?
That's so lit.
You don't talk to people in Tesco.
Have you been in? Oh my God, even self-service.
It's all self-service.
I don't even talk to anyone anymore.
That's the thing.
That's mad, isn't it? That's lit though.
Yeah, but
it's
to
like,
be honest, talking to people is long.
Yeah, don't even talk too much.
It's so much easier to get in trouble when you talk to people.
Do you know what the biggest violation is, yeah? When people ring you, like, as in like in this day and age,
it's true.
You know when you text someone saying yo, and they say yo, and then instead of replying to you, they just start calling you straight away. I'm like, brother, this is so intrusive. Like, I honestly, don't you think though it's like so crazy to call unless it's like
it's
a
because
reason.
You can see who it is. Remember when it was landlines?
Yeah.
And you couldn't even tell who it was. So you'd just answer.
Oh, yeah.
And it was always a surprise.
But you have to ring back though these days because everyone's got a smartphone. If you don't call somebody back in the next 10 minutes of you getting that call, you're ignoring them.
It's true because you've seen it. That's what people see it as. You can't get out of it no more.
It's like red receipts on messages as well. Like I have all my blue ticks and everything turned off. But like,
but you
how often you go in more than 30 seconds without looking at your phone, you know?
But the wickedest thing is it doesn't matter if you've got red receipts turned off. People can still figure out whether you've read them or not, I think.
How?
You tap on the message.
And it says
scan
red.
Across the info.
Only
and it tells you
in
who's
group chats.
Only
works
in group chats. That's a good point. That's a good point.
See, but listen, everybody knows you've read it. Like, we're all constantly...
No, everyone suspects you've read it.
Yeah, but we all look at our phone.
There's still possible deniability,
you know? Sometimes what? Do you never have company that makes you want to turn your face Turn your phone face down.
Do you not check your phone every 20 minutes? At least.
When I'm on my own, yeah. But what I'm saying is, do you never have company that makes you want to turn
sometimes
your phone face down?
Sometimes I lose auntie and leave my phone upstairs.
I don't like my mates that much.
I feel like the world would end if I didn't look at my phone for an hour. I'd be like...
Yeah, but you are...
I'd be like, I don't know what I would have missed.
You're the CEO of a massive company, Pose.
You have so much more at stake, innit? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, if I don't check my phone, what's happening?
That's the what I think to myself. And
like, maybe I miss a link or something.
Don't that make you sad, though?
That peace of mind to me was just so envious right now. I was looking at you thinking, wow, life is so peaceful for you. Like, it's crazy. Like, if I don't check my phone for an hour, I'm probably getting like 30 messages on WhatsApp, 4 missed calls.
Yeah, but I wouldn't like that, though.
I don't like it. That's
so we need to sort this out together as a podcast.
You chose
me. That's why I'm explaining the fear, because then when you finally see that and then you're replying to everybody because it's a panic and then you message someone back and they just start ringing you, you're like, bruh,
yeah,
I got so many other phone calls to make.
That's so true.
Yeah, because the problem is your phone does so many things that when you're doing something and someone rings you in the middle of it, it's infuriating. Like,
Watching a Snapchat.
Sometimes I'm sending an email and it's an important email and someone will ring me about something completely trivial.
Phone calls are a bit safer because there's no screenshot in a phone call and sending it to anyone.
You can record it though.
Huh?
You can record a phone call.
Trudy's like, yeah. No.
Shit. No. Yeah, but who's actually doing that? Like, I never recorded a phone call in my life, but I screenshot bears and send to people. I did it to you today.
What, screenshotted me?
No, I sent you a screenshot of another message.
Oh, yeah, which was really funny.
It was really funny, actually.
Fucking hell. So cringeworthy.
Yeah. Anyway, I feel like we're getting off topic again.
Yeah.
So we were talking
about...
That's
what we do. It's our strong point now.
We were talking about The Great Escape.
Mm.
That's got some great up-and-coming talent. Another great outlet for up-and-coming talent is the recent GRM album, The Shortlist. Who's got
Jeez.
It?
Who's Jeez. Listened?
Heard it.
But I stream everything now.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm not a buyer. I'm a streamer.
Released on CD? Did they do physical copies of The Shortlist, Postie?
No, I believe it was just digital.
All digital.
Yeah, we got some other stuff coming out though that'll be hardback and all that kind of
hardback.
I want to do like
coming like a book.
Man's talking like it's the 40s.
We gotta do like something like a release on vinyl.
Yeah.
So like so that it could be classic in like 40 years. You know, like I've got
Hell
a vinyl.
Yeah.
Wait, how vinyl wait, the corner. How many daily duppies has there actually been?
A lot, mate.
Can't you just drop vinyls of like
daily
10 on that vinyl, 10 on that one.
Oh,
like,
just the audio. Yes.
No, but then the thingy, the whole attraction of the Daily Duppy is the graphics, isn't it?
Yeah, the motion graphics.
But the freestyles have still been good.
Yeah.
They are brilliant.
Yeah,
but I mean,
it's like, you're underselling it. Yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah. It'd have to be like, ooh, what if we brought back DVD? Nah, no one's going to have DVD players in the future. Long.
Well, in the future,
that's what
maybe
they said
they'll
about
have
records,
vinyls
though.
With holograms.
Nah, so why would anyone watch a DVD
on vinyl and then a hologram
imagine
above
that.
It. That'd be amazing.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
That's, anyone's listening, that's a £1 million idea. Nobody do that. We're going to do that.
What did you say the idea again was?
As so just a vinyl sound that plays a hologram.
In the mind bank.
A vinyl that plays the hologram.
Yeah. So it could be the
like
Daily Duppy on vinyl.
The person like dancing on top of the record.
Yeah, exactly. The MC.
Oh, so you put, it in the vinyl and it's got like special lights and stuff that puts it on above.
Above it, yeah.
Would that so have that to be could a, be the
that,
daily
would that have to be a feature on the vinyl or a feature on a record player you
on the
using?
Vinyl
record player
it would have to be the record
well,
player
well you'd have to have
you'd
have to have like, no,
the,
you'd
have
to have,
have
the
digital as well wouldn't
yeah,
it
yeah it would have to be like a digital yo guys let's talk about this after we're saying too much
edit this out
we're saying too much 50-50 right it was our idea right
But no, if you haven't checked out already, The Shortlist is up on all major platforms right now. Definitely check it out. We got Burner, we got Nux, we got Russ, we got Bears on there. Check it.
Check it out. All good retail stores. Terms and conditions apply.
Always read the label.
Terms and conditions apply.
June 23rd. Mad.
Anyway.
I want to talk about my new idea, right?
Okay.
So I'm thinking of making a content idea, which is like a smoke off between artists, right? But because I'm not a weed smoker, I don't really know how it works. So as in like, Black the Ripper's like a heavy smoke guy. I want to get him in a room and smoke off with Mist. But how do I
make it legal?
No. We got ways.
If you do it in another country, there's your loophole.
Yes. GRM goes AMD.
What? So what? Nobody makes weed content in England?
You can't be like...
How about all the flavour shops and that? Haven't they got like some sort of legal licence?
I don't know, man. I'm not going to...
Renee's the expert,
not, please. I'm not no expert, man. I'm clean as a whistle. But
I was just doing
this.
I would just do it in a country where it is actually legal.
Do it in England,
now, people are doing it. There's content shows like that. Like, if someone started their Penguin Weed, there's like, there's a Penguin Weed in it. Like, but it's not legal. Like,
oh, so it's not legal. So I could actually have a case like, oh, you're smoking Class B drugs on content in England. Whereas if I go to somewhere it's legal, like Amsterdam or Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mate, fly out, ting. Who's paying for that?
Fly away, fly away.
Who's paying for that? Not me. Moving on.
That's a sick idea, though.
That's a good idea.
GRM in Amsterdam, that would be a...
I'd rather go Barcelona. I'm not going to lie to you. I just got back from there. I can honestly say it's the most beautiful country in Europe I've ever been.
Barcelona.
The tones, the way, the cultural vibe from the sea. You just walk down, you just want a red wine. Like, it's so nice. Like, I just dig Barcelona so much. I feel like, why would you go there? Why would you go to Amsterdam instead of if you even go to Barcelona?
I love Amsterdam. I can't get enough of the place.
Really? I've never been to Amsterdam.
I love it.
It's always cold when I go. I swear.
You could just go.
I see what you're saying.
June onwards.
Mm.
And their climate, I think their climate's quite similar to us.
Yep.
But do you know what was unexpectedly good? Rotterdam.
Rotters.
Yeah, Rotterdam.
Were there any
really
rotters
nice.
In Rotters?
Do you know what? I didn't really get to
Rotten?
Encounter any
rotters?
Ladies in Rotterdam because I was only there for like 36 hours.
Oh, damn.
36 hours. That's enough
hours.
Time. B, what are you on about?
Yes, Trues. Let him know about your
like,
Rotters
it
experience.
It was an activity-filled like ting, innit? We didn't really have much free time to ourselves. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were on job.
Yeah.
In and out.
But you weren't getting any jobs.
No, we were on job. We were there to do a specific job.
Well, it's getting a bit heated, boy. Let's do it. You were like, I went for work,
man. Like, you never told me that you went to work. When was that?
Mad. So.
Now, big up Michael with the fly out things for work. It's just because I'm jealous.
Yeah,
I don't get
work,
to go anywhere.
To
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
These shorts that you're wearing are so ill.
He's not wearing any.
Hey, the camouflage. She didn't.
Hey, call it a bad talk. Call up your local cab service. Oi.
Now they're hard. Where are they from?
These are Carhartt, man.
I need some of those joints. I ain't gonna lie.
Your swag is amazing all the time. I'm not even trying to gas you up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what we got here? Let me run it down, man. We got a Rough Rider Supreme crap top.
I went TK Maxx yesterday and bought two Ralph Lauren tops for like £50 altogether. And some Nike socks and some Calvin Klein socks.
TK Maxx is actually the one for designer brands.
It's a good little hunt. It's fun. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you got to like rifle through so much stuff.
When we was in college, yeah, my friend basically, when I started dressing up, like actually making an effort, I thought I had swag. I was 16 when I went to college. I met this Chinese guy called Lawrence, yeah?
Right.
And not, is he Chinese? Like, he's Asian, Oriental, one of them. And you know them Oriental guys, when they got swag, Oh, mate, it's a different kettle of fish. So he was teaching me all the tricks. He busted me on TK Maxx. I was shopping at TK Maxx. Yeah, I ain't been for ages, but I really just reminded me I need to go. I was shopping there for about 7-8 years when I got the coldest joints. Machinos, polos.
The trainers.
I used to swap the tags in that. So if something was £50, yeah, I would stick on a £5 thing. On the £50, scan it. I once got a Bottega Veneta bag, yeah, for £400. Put the sticker on. For 30 quid, mate. Walked up part of it. Bottega Veneta read, mate. I was going ham in TK till they caught me one day. I basically...
It's not what you think. I just found the tag.
They let me swap all the tags, yeah? Go to the counter, yeah? Pay for my clothes.
Bang to right.
As I'm walking off, looking at my dogs like, another one, yeah? I basically get a tap on the shoulder saying... Hello, mate, could you come to the back, please? I thought I was about to get fucked up, mate. They wrote me some big fine, made me pay for the clothes and leave the clothes. I had to pay for the clothes and leave the clothes as part of the fine. And I was broke them times. It was like £200. I had to fucking do like £10 a month or some shit.
Some Littlewoods flex.
Swear down. I wasn't over that till like 20 months or some shit.
Some catalogue.
It was wild.
People like, what happened, man? You're wearing the same gums.
It was wild. I can't lie. They killed the budget.
Mad. They are. It's a great place to hunt, though.
Big no, TK, definitely. Man. Shout out to TK, man.
Yeah, got
man.
One right around the corner from me now, so it's kind
of...
Yeah,
innit?
I'm going there tomorrow, and they do some... TK does. If you go TK the right day, you might find the sickest one-away crepes. You know, like, the crepes that was in the factory, yeah, from this one manufacturer or something, yeah? And it was like the last pair of the last size. Yeah.
So they just sent it anyway.
They just throw it in the 500 bundles of trainers, ends up in your store. It's your size and it's just sitting there. It's like an £800 crepe, but right now it's going for £29.99. And you're like, damn, shout out to TK.
Do you know what I always do though? Like, I always get brought in by the little queuing section as well. Just get bare sweets and stuff.
You're susceptible to add-ons.
Yeah. I'm an add-on don.
Add-on don.
Yeah. Catch me getting
you're
lucky charms.
Do you know what? Yeah, the TK Maxx add-ons are actually lit. You get false eyelashes. You get
there's a whole shop in the add-ons aisle. Like that's like there's a whole shop of shit in there. Do you know what I mean? Whole shop's worth of shit.
Shit shop.
I saw kettles in the fucking add-on aisle in my local one. Do you know what I mean?
I don't dig the add-on line. It makes me not value the products because I feel like they're out of place in the store. Like
They're low value, innit? And they're just little things that... Like, say, for instance, you're there and you've spent, say, £75. You go to the thing and they're sitting there for a little £5. You're like, oh, mate, it's just blown
the
whole
but it's always brands you don't know. So, like, if I've bought my little Ralph Lauren top, I'm walking down and I see this brand of sweets that I don't know. It's like always some weird coloured jelly beans.
Oh, them and obscure add-ons. Socks and that, mate.
Oh, no, no socks. But TK
I'm talking about money.
Yeah, no, TK's add-ons are a bit obscure,
sweets, fucking cigarette fucking...
Turkish delight.
Things, like, it's weird, like, it's like no a market pads. Over there.
Dollies.
Yeah, man.
Glasses, that's reading
they,
glasses.
That's where they ruin the experience.
Put, like, the weird, like, Eastern European shit as well. Yeah. The stuff where none of the bread... I don't know if I'm buying makeup or chocolate, but I'm buying it because it's 99p.
It's like a bring down. It's like, nigga, you got your fly shit, but remember where you are, nigga.
Remember where you come from, yeah?
Don't change up, nigga. You better pick up that 54-piece suite. You better pick that up. You can't be.
I don't understand when they have like bottles of water on the shelf. Like, who's gonna drink like?
Yeah, or like cans of Coke
but
on
then
the
they
shelf.
Turn the heat, they turn the heating up in the queue.
No, but it's not even in the fridge. It's just on the shelf.
I would do that though if I owned the shop. I would sell water by the tills and have the heating on above the tills.
I remember when I was in TK once, and I saw this famous rapper, or artist, He's always going on about all this mad flossy shit. Yo, I see the nigga with the craziest load of the till, This nigga saw me, and I'm telling you, if he saw me anywhere else, we'd be talking for about 3 minutes. He blacked me, bro. There is a TK code. There's a TK code of honor. I'm not going to lie to you. I've experienced this twice. If you see someone you know in TK, don't say hello to them, innit? We're not talking like, nigga, I do see you here, nigga. I see you popping over there. You don't say hello to each other. It's crazy.
I got this from the Ralph Lauren store on Bond Street, if anyone asks.
Yeah, basically.
Blood. I would fully, I don't know, maybe I'm just old now, man. Like, I used to be, like, I remember when I was younger, And my parents used to shop in Netto. I was praying for all my brethrens to be playing.
In what shop?
When my Netto, blood. Don't you remember Netto?
No, what was that?
No, wait.
You lived a very wild lifestyle.
Did you make this up?
What's Netto, cuz?
What? No one knows.
It sounds like an ice cream.
I'll Google it.
Netto. No, I vaguely.
You're having me on, isn't it?
It's no like, it's like Aldi, is. Right?
Yeah, with a little dog on it, a little Scotty dog.
It's
on
like
it.
Aldi, right? Or Lidl?
Lidl, yeah, Lidl, Aldi. Them kind
of... It's like fucking CNA or something like that. Oh, yeah, oh, food. CNA. Oh, for food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, I mean, no, Netto.
Bro, I've never seen that before.
No, Netto.
You've never seen Netto?
Never.
I think that's, they had one where my
well,
nan
they
lived.
Kind of... They it might have been a bit before your time, though. No, they shut down all the UK ones. I think they're only open in, like, Germany or something. Yeah.
Nah,
but I used to be really embarrassed when my parents shopped there, but I would shop there now if there was one near my
yeah,
yard.
Yeah, do you know what?
That's
I
give a shit about.
I was in Hackney Central the other day and I was so excited to go to the Lidl. Because I was like, I'm going to get so much stuff. But
if my parents ever told me we're going Lidl, we're going Netto, I'd have been like, well, you're going on your own.
Yeah,
then.
That's what I'm saying. It's a great time for people now because you don't have to care about your clothes.
Yeah, Lidl's is lit.
But no one gives a shit what you're eating or what you're wearing anymore. But back in the day, that defined your lifestyle.
You don't
lifestyle.
Think people give a shit about what you're wearing these days?
Nah, not at all. I reckon I could, if I had a whole high-tech drop today, I'd bust a high-tech drop. Like, I'll bust a high-tech T-shirt, some decent...
But would you wear it ironically?
What do you mean?
Would you wear it ironically?
Well, like, as if I know that I'm taking the mic or something. Or to be ironic.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I wear it with, like... Pride. I'd wear it, like pride, like this is retro.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like... Or like high tech even. Or even LA Gears. Like even before LA Gears kind of got fashionable in the last 2-3 years, but they didn't really. I was looking to find my shoes that lit up before they started.
That's what
doing.
I was going to say. If they draw LA Lights in men's sizes, I'm involved.
But they should have done that before all the fucking weird, quirky sneakers that were coming from Asia. Because they were selling them light ones cheap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? They're selling the light ones cheap, but they should have done LA Gears lights. Tiger and all them funny kind of niggas that have been wearing them. We would have been all wearing them like, yo. But lastly, yeah, I just want to talk about a clothing label, yeah, that you find. I just want to know if anyone has ever been subjected to this, yeah. See, when I used to go to TK Maxx, yeah, I always used to buy Penguin, yeah, because Penguin was a similar price tag to like Ralph Lauren, but nobody knew about it.
Original Penguin?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's
Penguin's
like
expensive,
Scott.
No?
Yeah.
No, but that's what I'm trying to see.
What
Penguin's that? Expensive.
It's yeah, like, yeah, it's not like, as expensive as Ralph Lauren.
Like, I don't think I've ever heard of it.
Lord Henry something.
Henry Lloyd.
Yeah.
That's like, Henry Lloyd's definitely...
That's the same...
No, I think... No, Original Penguin's a bit above Henry. Henry Lloyd is... I don't even know if they make Henry Lloyd anymore, you know?
No, yeah, there's shops.
Is there still Henry
there's
Lloyd
There's one
shops?
In Stratford Westfield.
Are you serious?
Then I thought like Moncler come along and it was just like, bam, you thought you could afford me? Afford this? Take me now, mad.
Yeah, but my point was, yeah, you see Penguin, it's like no matter how much you tried to make it fashionable, like people still didn't get it. It was like that TK Maxx curse, like where you knew it was worth something, but people didn't get it at the time though. Think about the time.
I don't know, I've never really kind of experienced a stigma around Original Penguin. It's always had... It's like, I don't know.
No. It wasn't a stigma, yeah? But nobody would ever see you and say, yeah, that Penguin top's hard still. Like, you wouldn't get that.
Yeah, it was it. But yeah, it weren't for that, though.
It wasn't still. I just remembered this Pringle jacket I once got in TK Maxx.
Pringle's
yeah,
a sick brand.
When I was in uni, yeah? I'm going to show you this picture, yeah? And you're going to think this is so wild. But let's carry on talking. Wait till I get out.
Yeah,
I hear Penguin, I just think books, which obviously shows that when I was a kid, I was reading rather than flossing.
Either that or wearing books.
Well, yeah. You never that done too. That?
Nah.
Never worn a book before?
Great Expectations
Tell
trousers.
Me you made a t-shirt out of some pages before.
Have you found your little... It's just what's happening.
What you're
I'll
looking
ask my
for.
For it.
Oh, seeing. Send me that
send
photo
me
with me and, my, and me in my Pringle jacket.
This is 500 messages in 20 minutes. He's getting stressed out.
What would you do if you asked him to send you a photo and he sent you a photo of like a poster of you on his wall?
Who, my friend did?
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
Would you be worried?
If he had a poster of me?
Yeah. And he sent you a photo of that.
I think he was taking a
look at this imagination running
Our relationship
wild.
Is too strong for that.
So strong that he's got a poster, maybe. Do you have a poster of any of your boys up on your wall? How is your bedroom decorated? How is your house decorated, Posty? I've always wondered.
Yeah, I bet it's...
Well, I haven't like, always wondered. It doesn't keep me up at night. But
a Gucci clock.
I've got leather...
I bet he's got a bar.
I've got leather wallpaper as a
pink
feature
lights
wall.
As well.
Black leather feature wall. And when we first opened this office, yeah, and I finally got this on the wall, I was so aghast. Like, so basically... Me and Bernard got drunk after that was on the wall. I felt like I achieved something. I was like, wow, I'm a businessman. So I took the stencils home and the spray can when I was super drunk, stuck the stencils in my living room fucking wall and sprayed up the Jerome Daily in my, on top of my... This is on my sofa at home. And it's
sofa? Oh,
on your sofa?
No, no, on my wall.
Oh, above it.
Above my sofa. Right. The same exact thing.
It'd and be quite done lit it, on your sofa
and
still.
And I done it... fucking to perfection. It's all aligned and shit. And I was drunk. I was so mad. I was in the fucking zone, bro.
Look at his face.
I was in the fucking zone, bro.
That's lit.
But that's all you're getting.
It's quite a lot, to be fair.
You should have done it on your sofa. Imagine like GRM Daily, like, I was going to say pillows, but we actually got
I don't
them.
Know if it would stay, though.
I wanted to do... I always thought about... Like, you see this idea of having shit in my, on the walls? I always wanted to do that in my house, but I feel like I would need an actual house for that. For it to be ill, because you, instead of having like your kitchen decorated and graffitied and your living room, because that's what I wanted to do, spray up the whole place, make it all weird and shit. But I think that kind of stuff should belong in one room rather than a whole house. Innit?
Why? Why do you think that? Because I think a whole house would look sick. It would be like MTV Cribs.
But it would never feel homely. You would always feel on edge.
You need a place of rest, innit? You're here like, and then go home and it's got the same things
you'll
on
need
all.
A place. You always feel on edge. You wouldn't feel like, oh, this is my home. You feel like, yeah, this is my place. You know what I'm trying to say? It's just like, yo.
Reminds me of like Nelly and Jaheim. Come on over to my place. Remember that tune?
That was a big tune.
Yeah, a lot of bitches have whoa! I mean, whoa. TBC podcast, Renee. You got to stop talking all crazy like that.
Track of the week, guys.
I apologize. Still, my bad. Forgive me.
No,
right, so I'm going to get dibs. J-House Common Sense.
Wait, are we doing track of the week already?
No, I'm just kidding. First dibs.
Oh. Well, Christ alive.
So nobody else can do it.
Oh, look, I got the picture, yo. Look.
Is this the Pringle jacket?
Did you have hair back then?
I thought you replied that quickly.
So before I've seen this, when I got this Pringle jacket, yeah, this is how absurd TK Maxx is sometimes. Think about it. You're young. You're about 16, 17. Pringle was high-end them times. Mm-hmm. How high-end was Pringle?
Like
how high, innit?
Yeah.
So I've seen something with a... I didn't even care about what the clothes looked like. So I was just about the brand. I see something. Pringle, TK. I said, are you nuts?
Skirt.
I'm dropping peas on this bad boy. And then man, back in the day, when a man see you wear something crazy, they ask you, what is that? They might not like it, but if you said Pringle, they're like, oh shit, yeah, that's sick. You get what I'm saying? But look at this. This is my Pringle jacket.
Is that like a blazer with a hood?
It's a blazer with a hood.
It's a blazer with a hood.
Oh, the original price was like £600. I picked it up for like £80.
The boot cuts, though!
Crazy.
Fucking hell.
Can this be the picture of the...
oh my God, Posty, you look like you've got children's feet on an adult's body.
Nigga is wearing bootcuts, plimsolls, and a fucking Pringle jacket.
That's
you know
amazing.
When you was trying to experiment
that's
being like
mad.
The kind of shortichi or figgy guy? You know, like back in the day when you're wearing mad tracksuits and then plimsolls getting fastened at uni and you want to be like the trendy black guy that rolls with the shorters. You know what I'm
How old
saying?
Is you there?
You want to be the trendy black guy that rolls with the shorters so you're not that niggerish, but you can still beat the white girls and the black things. You get what I'm saying?
And your brethren had the trilby. You have to have a brethren with a trilby.
What's
well.
That, the hat?
Yeah.
Oh, mate. All
this
day.
Is an amazing photo.
It's wild.
It looks like you're wearing socks.
I feel like this needs to be the picture of the crazy. Podcast.
And that was that was Brick Lane. I was there then.
Yeah.
In Brick Lane then, 12 years ago. Posted. About you new school dons when I come fuck up our team.
I mean, I was 10 years old then, so I probably wasn't flexing much on Brick Lane.
You was 10 years old 10 years ago?
12 years ago, you said.
Oh. God damn, okay. You young girl.
2 years.
What are you, 24?
Can you...
Do the math.
This math, boy. He was in Brick Lane with no GCSEs, boy.
12 and 10, you're 24, cuz.
Man's got qualifications, bro.
Yeah, I believe you.
I did what I had to. You get what I'm saying?
Right I can pieces. Imagine you've got like bare certificates. I'm not even lying.
Mate, I've got a fucking... I went to law school. I've actually got an LPC. I did my LPC. I went to uni, did my law degree.
Well, for all I know, that, you could be making that up because I've
Come on, Renee. T1 distinction, all these joints. What? This is post
powers.
Actually, then again, you're a young African man, blood. I don't.
Come on, I had to get them results.
I see the picture of him still in his uni thing and that.
In your graduation gown and that.
Everything. Yeah.
Has your mum got a picture of you up?
Yeah. Nah. I don't know. I don't think they really cared that much about that. I think they did at the time, but now they know that, you know, it's not.
You're
everything.
Not becoming a lawyer at this point, probably. You never know. You might.
I don't actually want to be a lawyer. Like, literally, when I was studying, I'm good at memorizing shit. But also, I would because law is very theoretical. So it's like they tell you the theory and then you write it back down. So it's all about convincing the person marking the paper that you actually know it. I didn't have a clue. I don't know anything I learned.
So you're just like regurgitating stuff.
Literally.
What did you want to be when you grew up? When you were growing up.
I wanted to be a lawyer. I wanted to have a normal life, like go to work. I thought it was simple, like go to work, make lots of money, come home to your family. I thought like life was that simple, but it's fucking
CEO,
nuts.
Baby.
Yeah, but that's even more worse. Like it's harder.
Do you remember what you wanted to be when you were growing up?
A hairdresser.
Yeah?
Lit.
Trudy?
Pop star.
Ren?
I wanted to be a rapper, yo.
Yeah, man.
I genuinely can't remember what I wanted to be when I was growing up.
I went through a variety of things, but it was always kind of like arts based. I wanted to be an actress. I wanted to be a pop star. I wanted to be like a fine artist. Like, yeah.
Things seemed tempting to me.
I always just wanted to
me.
To be center of attention, basically.
Right. Things seemed tempting to me, but I don't think I ever thought I'm going to actively work towards trying to be this particular thing. I don't think I ever thought that in my life. Maybe I did, but I just can't remember.
I feel like you go through so many stages. At one point, like for a week, I wanted to be a vet. Like, you know the ones?
Yeah.
Vet.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Like, no, not the vet thing specifically.
Well, you wanted to be a vet?
Who doesn't want to be a vet? Actually,
I
don't really care
about animals.
I knew
I didn't want to be more than, because a lot of the things were, it's like I was saying to Posty earlier on, like having West African parents, education was something that was like, that they were very passionate about.
Yeah.
And then they expected me to go into certain professions because of my intelligence, and those were the things that I didn't want to be because I wanted to be a rebellious teen. You get me?
Yeah, I mean, my dad used to, like, when I remember being like 7 years old and my dad giving me a copy of Grey's Anatomy to read because he wanted me to be a doctor.
I see.
And to be honest, at the time, I was like, yeah, all right, cool, I'll be a doctor, calm. But that was definitely never going to happen.
You became a writer.
Yeah.
He gave you a book, you became a writer.
He was a journalist, actually. He was a writer.
Oh, safe.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I guess that kind of worked out like that.
Mm.
Who's your track of the week? Track of the week.
Track of the week. Oops, track of the week. Upside your head. I said, oops, upside your head.
Oh, yeah.
Oops, upside your head. So I've gone for... I love the way you've moved away from the mic when you bite into that lolly. That was so, like, considerate.
Very professional.
I'm going to roll with Jay Huss Common Sense.
Big Sean Dutch.
XO Tour Life, Lil Uzi Vert.
Big
oh my days, I said that how many weeks ago and I got murked for saying that tune.
Yeah, that's just because Tundi was going on about how much he hates Lil Uzi Vert throughout the whole thing. And then you were like, do you know what? He's track of the week.
All my friends are dead. That's such a tune. Right.
Bad man tune.
I'm going to go, I think it's called Beast and Toddler T.
Toddler T.
Is
Steph
it
Andrea
Martin and Steph London? That tune.
Big
boom,
tune.
Boom, 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 boom. The production on that tune alone.
That's a big tune.
If that doesn't become a massive hit, I will be fucking surprised. Because the first time I heard that tune, I thought it was some, I don't know, some like shit by The Weeknd, or it's just, it's mad left field for Toddler T. I never believed it was a Toddler T production.
Mm.
It's massive. That's my tune of the week.
I'm digging Brands and Tizzy, Streets Them. You probably haven't heard it, but I just read
Streets Them.
Yeah. Was actually shot by that unprofessional gentleman over there.
It was shot by Ron.
Who we all know and love, but it was a crazy, crazy, crazy song. I really love it. You guys should check it out, man. Proper stuff.
Ren?
Jeez, right. I've
you
got a feeling
about DMX, you were
it's going to be deep hip hop.
I was going to...
Is it going to be a live version or a studio version?
Nah, I've got a couple, yeah. Like, I have said DMX before, so I'm tempted to say it again, but I'm not. But what I am going to say is... Jay Huss, Fisherman, Mostack, and Mist. There's a preview out now.
I know why you're saying that.
Now, hold on. I heard the clip on YouTube. It's been out for 3 weeks. But when you hear the full thing, cheers!
No, you guys have upped the levels this week. So, them exclusive track of the week.
Songs that aren't even out yet, track of the week.
But it's on YouTube.
Check it out, man. Brandon Tizzy's actually on YouTube as well. It's out still.
I know, it premiered on GRM Daily last Sunday.
Checking. I didn't know.
It's Tion Wayne, isn't it? That one, Tion Wayne.
Tion
Wayne from the 9.
Yeah, it's Brandon Tion still. You don't know.
Already. Is that it?
Plans for the rest of the night, lads. What are we all doing now?
Shagging you two.
And I'm real mature, Posty. Real mature.
On that bombshell.
Well, shit then.
Right, I am going home to get an early night.
Yeah?
An early night.
I'm going to try and prep lunch for tomorrow, but that's not going to happen.
What's on the menu for your lunch tomorrow, Rebecca?
Some sort of pasta.
Ooh, hello.
Chef it up. Brow. Two salt for them. Two pepper. Ooh, kill them.
Do you ever buy Tesco pasta?
Yeah.
Do you?
What's wrong with it?
I can't eat Tesco pasta.
What, cooked?
The
pasta salads.
Like, yeah, I can't.
Oh, what, like, no, wait.
Not even the honey mustard one, because that one's fairly peng.
Hey, what do you guys feel about cold food? I never realised that cold food's actually shit till I was with one of my friends the other day.
No, certain foods.
What, like sandwiches?
Yeah, like, you know, like when you're just having your day, like.
Yeah.
Like, I used to pop in and grab a sandwich or grab a quick pasta or something, but. It just don't really tickle my thing anymore. I'd rather save it for like a hot something, or do you still do the cold stuff?
I do cold stuff when, like, if I buy a sandwich from like Tesco or something, then I'll eat it cold, but I would prefer it hot. If I'm eating it on the go, then cool, I'll have it like that. But I'm not going to lie, if I take it home for some reason, then I might just like stick it in the toaster for a few seconds.
I actually live off meal deals. I've said this before.
The sandwich, the crisp, man. And the drink.
Yeah, £3.
I used to fuck with a meal deal.
Yeah. I get meal deals every day, you know.
I always feel like I'm still hungry after meal deals, though.
Meal deal every day for about 4 years.
I feel like meal deals are not really there to fill you up, though. It's just like a lunch thing, but I just end up having it for dinner.
Sorry, guys, lastly, do you remember, because I remember you guys talking about self-checkouts earlier, because we don't speak to people. Do you remember the first self-checkouts? You know when they first landed,
Yeah, of course.
And they were so
shit. And then you worked out, oh, mate, me and Bernard have been shopping like this for years. Not recently, but you know, like, you can get, like, a £20 steak, put it on the self-server and weigh it as carrots.
Yeah.
And it's 9p. Like, literally, Like, I was broke for it. Listen, I was broke for a year, And I ate like a king, bro. Ate like a king. All I need is to go to Tesco.
No, but when you get scared when it's like...
£3.
Unexpected item in the bagging area.
What?
And you're like, I don't know what's happened. No, like,
I was so broke, I had to buy a girl a birthday present, I went to Tesco. These times, they had the... The perfumes and shit, like the Gucci Envies and all these.
You had to get that unlocked, nah?
And they're like, no, this is before they clocked, they had to lock them joints. So I'm picking up the joint for $49.99, whack it as carrots, £1.39. What? I was the perfume god. Even people's not birthdays, I was busting them on perfume. Oh my God, he really likes me. I was like, yeah, that's right. $1.99, girl. $1.99. Am I going to get nicked?
I was going to say, who you've confessed more deeply to, the police or your ex?
Renee, you need to stop talking crazy on this podcast.
I'm saying, man. Forgive me, people. Forgive me still.
Well, on that bombshell.
Man, it's been a crazy 45 episodes. We've had some badass guests.
Absolutely. More to come. Long
Big 4-5 might lick out your blood clot.
Yeah, that as well. We've got...
Oh, guests, I say.
We've had some big guests and they've all gone on to do big things as well. I'm not saying it's not a coincidence that they all went on to do big things after being on this show.
But we definitely made them. Every last one of them.
Cheers.
We're puppy
Cheers!
Masters.
Oh, I'm going to order a cab now from your local.
Because you're a local thing. Don't forget that.
Yo, it's Ren. Make sure you subscribe to the TBC podcast. For any information, guests, or anything you want to hit us up with, make sure you hit the email tbcpodcast@grimedaily.com. One.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.